All right, everyone, welcome back. You know, I promised you that we were going to start this part of the conversation off with discussion about that awesome kickoff campaign, something that so many of us look forward to each year, and finding out about, you know, whether there was a theme or anything like that, just finding out what happened. So what was the kickoff about this year?
This year we have an Olympic theme. Awesome. So much fun. And you know, our marketing team does a fabulous job being creative. But yeah, we kicked it off 2 weeks ago.
Last Monday.
Was it last
Monday?
It seems like a few weeks. yeah, we kicked it off last Monday, and we are hitting the ground running. But it was a good event. We had a speaker share his story there at the event, and that was a very touching story. In fact, you can see his story on our website. It's just been uploaded. And I encourage everybody to just take a look at the accomplishments.
While we're on that, would you give that web address?
UWCSRA.org.
Okay, and once there, where would they go to hear his?
I think it's right on the front page.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a brand new website, so you need to check it out because there's so many neat new features.
Okay. Okay.
But
it's a really great way to show your United Way contributions at work by seeing, you know, the story. You know, we had about 500 people at the kickoff, but we want many, many more people to know about stories just like his. Yes. And this just underlies why an investment to United Way really has really affected and changed this man's life.
Mm. And that's something that is always, always not only fascinating, but heartwarming. Whether it's coming from a grown man, whether it's coming from a teenager, something that has taken place that has made a significant change in their lives, and we know we took part in that on some level.
And we hear it all the time, Carl, the impact that United Way, and they say United Way funding has made for them, has changed their life around.
I remember, you know, one of the things that we've talked about in the past is how there are so many agencies, organizations that provide help so the American Red Cross and others might be there in one way or another to help when a home, for example, catches fire and maybe burns down.
Yes.
That really resonated with me because I've seen over the years a couple of houses in two different neighborhoods burn down. And you're thinking about what the family needs just from an emotional standpoint.
Right.
But what about food? What about clothes? Some of the things that we may not think about unless we've gone through it or you've seen it happen.
And that can happen to anybody.
To anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had the kickoff campaign. And what else? What were some of the highlights? I know the Olympic theme, but what are some of the highlights of what was discussed there with regards to the way forward?
Well, I think that would be our campaign goal this year, which is very interesting because we've usually had an even number. So our campaign co-chairs, and we're thrilled to have them this year, is Dr. Anthony Robinson and Jordan Pierce sat around the table, and we all talked about it. And they wanted to come up with a number that had a meaning behind it. So as we were all brainstorming, they asked, you know, how many people were served last year? And that was over 218,000. So I believe it was Jordan says, so if you take 218,000 individuals that were impacted and multiply that by the last 15 years, what would that look like? And that looks like 3,278,925.
Okay.
So if the 3,278,925 each gave a dollar, we could reach our goal.
Wow.
But it's well beyond that. It's the needs of our community continue to grow. So we do want to raise more than that because we're seeing it every day. Working folks who have jobs need that extra support. You know, people without jobs. So the impact that United Way makes in this community is felt in many different ways, from babies to elderly. There's programs that cover all of those bases. So without the community, without this goal that had a purpose, and I really do like that because every dollar we raise does have a purpose. So they made it fun and inventive, and it's going to be a good year.
So that is the number?
That is the number.
Okay. Well, so ladies and gentlemen, you know what we got to help them get to? The goal, the goal, the goal. And you mentioned that wide span when it comes to the ages of people that we work with. Think about the families, the parents who have young children. The parents need to be working and or in school. Have no way of paying for child care. And then you have a program like the Y, who partners with United Way, the CSRA, to resolve some of that for some parents. How does that work?
Well, so the funding that we provide to the agencies, as mentioned before, they all align around three major impact areas that focus on education, financial stability, or health. So we have a very rigorous application process for these agencies to go through. And then what I think makes United Way really unique is then we have about 70 volunteers from the community who serve on a citizens review panel. And they are volunteers who are going to these organizations, looking at the programs that United Way is funding, and they're really providing the recommendations to us at United Way of how we should invest donors and the community's dollars. So it's rigorous, but it's also community-driven, which makes it really unique. And then, of course, on the other side, we're looking for strong outcomes and measurements just to be sure that the investment that we're making to these organizations is having lasting impact, not only for individuals, but possibly a couple of generations or families to come.
I love that because so often when we hear about the impact on generations, it's going in the negative direction. Look at what's happened with this family. Poverty for the last three, four, six generations. But this is talking about how we can help families for generations to come. I love that because we need that. You're talking about a whole different mindset. You're talking about a different level of self-esteem. You're talking about a different mood. You're talking about something that has a positive impact on the community as a result of what was done for just this first generation that got involved and all these people who are impacted down the line.
Exactly. And so it could be, you know, that we are providing funding for an organization that is creating a safe and structured after-school program for these kids. So by parents knowing their kids are in a safe place, the parents could have different jobs than they could otherwise, and they can have jobs with a little more standard hours possibly, and then they could actually look at increasing their skill set, getting promotions, having a higher living wage, and then knowing all the while their kids are in a safe and structured program, getting the supports they need around homework and others helping with self-esteem and other things like that, so that not only are the parents getting what they need, then these kids are too, and that's when you can help break some of these cycles.
That's beautiful. That's what you talk, that's what you call, ladies and gentlemen, community partnership. You're working with families and individuals. This isn't just about, as Rena said earlier, United Way talking with people on the corporate level about how they can provide dollars. The dollars have a purpose, and it is to help families and individuals. We appreciate so much the fact that you all are so diligent and so zealous about what you do. And that's one of the things that impresses me most. Anytime I talk with anyone from the United Way, I never get the impression that it is just a job.
No.
It seems like
not.
It's more of a mission.
It is. And then, and like you said, you've met a lot of the staff at United Way, and we've got a great, passionate, caring, hardworking staff who are, you know, really they are many times the voice for people who don't have one because they're out there talking about the work that we do and that we help support. And so so that the organizations can do what they're best at, the agencies. So how can we be a voice and help fundraise for them?
I love that. You know, we have some upcoming events that you're going to be discussing shortly. When we come back, just before we start talking about the upcoming events, could y'all give us an update on how things are going with 211?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. All right. You all stay with us. Our guests, yours and mine, are Ms. Brittany Burnett and Ms. Rena Powell. The three of us will be back to tell you more about what's happening with the United Way, the CSRA, which means we're going to be letting you know more about what's happening in your community. Be back in just a few.